Well, hey, friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. I'm so grateful you're here today. If you're new to the podcast, we spend a few minutes every single weekday, and our hope is that we'd offer encouragement for your day. Well, today I want to ask you the question, have you ever ignored that check engine light in your car? I know I have, and maybe you've done it where you're running late, you don't want the stress, and you assume it's probably fine. I mean, I've told myself before, I'll get it checked when I have time, but days pass, sometimes even weeks, then suddenly you find yourself stuck on the side of the road with a bigger issue than that little orange light when it first blinked on. And honestly, that's the way conflict works. Most of us are conflict avoidant, not because we're weak, but because we're human. We don't like tension. We don't like awkwardness. And deep down, oftentimes we're afraid that bringing it up might actually make it worse. But Jesus says something totally different. In Matthew 18, verse 15, he gives the straightforward instruction. He says, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. He says, go, don't wait, don't gossip, don't rehearse your frustration in the mirror. He says, go directly, go privately, and go with gentleness and with clarity. And this is one of the most countercultural moves a follower of Jesus can make in the world where we pretend it didn't happen, or a world that complains to someone else about it, or a world that ghosts the person entirely or blows up after we've hit our limit. And Jesus offers this better way. He basically says, go early, go gently, and go privately, because what you don't name, you cannot heal. Let me say that again. You cannot heal what you won't name. So many relationships are actually strained right now. And it's not because of huge betrayals, but because of those small, unresolved moments that stacked up over time begin to become a bigger deal. A comment that fell off, a tone that rubbed wrong, a pattern that never got addressed. And left unspoken, these things don't go away. They actually fester. They infect our thoughts. They cloud our ability to love with freedom. And that's why Jesus tells us to deal with it directly. Why? Because the cost of avoiding conflict is far too high. Now, here's the principle. Jesus' teaching is actually rooted in love, not control. His goal is not to create more confrontation, but actually cultivate reconciliation. The goal in Matthew 18, verse 15, is you have won your brother. The win isn't being right. The win is a restored relationship. Now, it's easy to get caught up in winning the argument or proving your point or justifying your hurt, but Jesus is always inviting us to something deeper, restoring what's been broken. When we name conflict gently and directly, we release ourselves from resentment. We give the other person a chance to respond. We make space for the Holy Spirit to work. This isn't just good theology. This is emotionally healthy discipleship. So what keeps us silent? So why don't we do this more often? There's a couple of reasons. One is the fear of rejection. One is the fear of escalation. What if it gets worse? One is the fear of inadequacy. I'm not sure if I'll say it the right way. One is the fear of being misunderstood. What if they take it the wrong way? But what if the conversation led to clarity instead of confusion? What if the tension turned into transformation? What if the person actually didn't know how they hurt you and they needed you to say something? Because conflict handled the Jesus way can actually deepen relationships, not destroy them. Now, you don't have to launch in with big emotions or long speeches. You can start small. You can say things like, hey, can I share something that's been on my mind? You can say, hey, I know this might feel a little awkward, but I value our relationship and I don't want to let something small turn into something big. Or, hey, there's something I've been carrying and I think it's time to talk about it. The goal isn't to dump emotion, but it's actually to open the door. You're not confronting them, you're inviting them to the connection. And it's a private conversation. Jesus didn't say to air it out on social media. He didn't say to text it in all caps. He said to go in person, or at least voice to voice, and speak the truth in love. So today, I just want to remind you, conflict is normal. It's part of human life. But Jesus invites us to deal with it differently. Not with retaliation, not with silence, not with pride, but with courage, clarity, and compassion. So here's the question. Who have you avoided? Who have you avoided because the tension felt too high? What situation have you buried instead of bringing to the light? And what conversation might unlock peace for both of you? The earlier you deal with it, the easier it is to heal it. And so today, maybe you just want to ask God for wisdom, for a gentle tone, and a humble heart, and take the first step. You don't have to fix it all today. You just have to go. Let's follow Jesus into the healing path of honesty. Have a great day.